I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello and welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno, The Footnotes. Now, recently James entertained us all with his lack of knowledge about female orgasming, and Alice offered to take him to the pub and discuss all things women with him, and lots of you wanted to attend that meeting, so we thought, let's bring it to the footnotes.
You got a drink, James?
I've got a lovely glass of Chardonnay.
Cheers. This back room at my house is much like a ye olde pub.
It smells the same, that's for sure.
It's moth bitten, it smells a bit like wet dog.
I'm just happy to have this time. Like, I want to learn, I want to know. I'm a sponge.
Okay.
I want to absorb the juices.
I'm slightly concerned about the list and how long it is of your questions, because we've probably not got all the time in the world.
Okay, yeah. Shall I ask question one?
Yeah, treat it as an amnesty. Nothing is too embarrassing. Nothing should be shameful. You just throw them out there. Jamie and I are here as sounding boards.
It's just going to help me moving forward with the book.
Totally.
Question one. How many holes?
Well, what do you mean?
Wow.
That
did you
have access
to?
One?
Well, you don't have a AAA pass, so you have access to very few of them.
So I've heard there's either two or three holes.
Do you mean total? Because obviously there's like ears and mouths and noses and stuff.
No. Downstairs, obviously.
Okay. Oh, sorry. My bad, James. My bad.
And each hole has a different function. So what's for what? How many are there? What's for what, Alice?
Okay. So you're very aware of one in particular.
The vagina.
No, you're more acquainted to one specifically, James.
Oh, the bum.
So you're aware of that one.
Yeah.
So we'll consider that covered off, if you like. That's for some reason been blocked over.
Cover the bum.
So we're now in the vaginal region.
Yeah, okay. So if we're going with that, then there's just two. One is the vagina. Mm. So one's like different things come out of different bits.
And go into?
Well, like you urinate out of one. It's got to come out somewhere.
Surely.
Lemonade.
Somewhere down there.
And then do you menstruate out of the other?
Do I? or do we, as women folk?
And then which one does the penis go into?
Okay, so should we talk the urethra?
Yeah, sure.
Is that a good place to start, Jamie?
I think so.
Yeah.
Certainly if James is about to put his penis into it.
Step away from the urethra.
Well, technically every hole is a goal, so.
No, the urethra is not a goal in any way.
That's a foul.
You'd be sent off a pitch. It's a red card, mate.
To use a sports analogy, which I don't feel comfortable doing. So you have a urethra too.
Thank you.
Yep. So very similar. You're looking at urine coming out of that.
I'm not looking at it, but I'm aware.
Just look. So generally speaking, and I'm sure there are people with teeny tiny penises, the urethra is too small to penetrate.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah? Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. In men too.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So if you're looking at the urethra on a woman, you've gone wrong.
He's gone the wrong way before the urethra.
Yeah, seriously. There'd have to be a lot that happened before I was looking at a woman's urethra.
If you glance south of that, which will scare you no end... that's when you're going to see the vaginal opening. And that's where, should you want to, you could stick your penis in.
That's below the urethra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's urethra, what did you call it?
Head, shoulders, knees and toes. Okay?
Urethra, vaginal cavity. Is that what you call it?
Don't say cavity.
Vaginal opening, sorry.
Or the vagina. You can just call it the vagina.
And then the anus.
But that's got the cloaca between it, of course.
Famously, on a bird.
Which we know is a joke. It's part of slang. Get over it, guys.
Okay. So we're saying three holes?
And your middle one's your goal.
You go in the middle one.
Well, for some people, the bottom one's the goal.
Of course it is. It depends what you're into.
Okay. So, well, that clears that up.
Do you feel good about that?
Yeah, definitely. Okay, next question. Do they all look the same?
They being women?
Like, if you saw your vagina in a lineup...
Like, I'd be like, why has someone produced this and how do I get it off the internet?
You know, if your vagina had robbed you or something and you had to identify it, could you spot your vagina?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm sure you could spot your own, couldn't you, Al? But they do all look different, yeah.
You say that, but you obviously don't see your own vagina that often up close just because of its location.
But because they've all got different hairstyles, right? So you can...
Oh, my God. It's not the Nolan sisters, Jesus.
No, but some are more unkempt. Some girls, like, keep them really clean.
Yeah, but
tidy.
It's way more than that, James. It's like any body. You know, is your penis the same as mine?
Oh, no, I could tell mine in a lineup.
You could tell yours in a lineup?
Yeah, number three.
But wait a sec. What are your identifying features?
Well, that I'm not going in. That's far too personal, as I mean. But
are you looking at the balls or the shaft?
A, don't say shaft. B, I think I'd have to take everything into consideration.
What's your most, I suppose, what's your proudest element?
I mean, is anyone proud of their balls?
Oh, surely not, because they're not the one, are they?
No, it'd have to be the shaft.
All right, full of it.
James? But no, what I'm saying is that vaginas aren't different because of the hairstyle that they choose to wear.
We all stop saying hairstyle. I know I introduced it, but...
They are actually different. Like, everybody is different. So, you know...
This has turned into such an after-school special. I love it. It's like, James, every lady looks different because they're beautiful.
Exactly.
I mean, they all repulse you, like, universally, so it doesn't matter what they look like.
So what, like, the lips are, like, different?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, can be different sizes.
Different colours?
Yep.
Some have got a snarl.
Some are really mean.
I wouldn't say they're personified, but yeah, sure.
So you know when people have designer vaginas, yeah. What do they do down there?
That interests me too, because yeah, I don't know sure what the that. Standard is. Like, I don't know what they're saying looks really good. I would say, because I think it's quite common for them to not be symmetrical... Like, perfectly symmetrical.
Right, okay.
So I wonder, with a designer vagina, if you're creating, like, some weird standard that doesn't really exist in life.
Everything's exactly.
Very neat. Because vaginas aren't really neat, the way that, like, male genitalia isn't particularly neat.
Yeah.
But I wonder what they're using as a reference. Because do you flip through a catalogue and go, I love the proportions of A, but, like, 23, I'm loving, like, what they've done with, the, like, internal... vibes.
And the hairstyle in 58 is to die for.
I love the pal. I love the hairstyle. I'll take it.
I'll take it wholesale. And is it weird if you see a picture of a vagina in this catalogue that you like everything about it? Is that weird to completely copy someone's vagina?
Yeah.
Because they say it's like the biggest form of flattery, don't they?
Is it cloning somebody else's vag?
Imagine if you spotted it, be like, oh my God, that's my vagina.
Just at swimming baths or something, someone's getting changed and you're like... Wait a minute.
You're the crazy girl that stole my vagina look. Jeez.
Oh my God, we're vagina twins.
So yeah, they all look different is the answer to your question. We are all different creatures. We're built differently.
I just feel like Jamie would be so good in a school assembly. I just feel like his like natural like state is to be like reassuring but educational.
Authoritative yet understanding.
You know, like when there's that horrible bit in a sex education class where they're like, go home. Look at it. And you're like, oh, God, I don't want to.
Play with it.
Play with it. Pleasure yourself.
Get familiar with your own body.
I hate the phrase, get familiar with your own body. No, thank you. I'd rather just, like, dress in the dark in shame. Thank
Boys
you.
Get really familiar with their own body really young. So.
Yeah, they don't really need convincing that much, do they?
They've already familiarised themselves.
Over-familiar, if anything.
They're falling out already.
It's the person at work that calls you babe and you're like, we've met twice.
This is one that's just popped into my mind, but can you control the lips in any way?
I'm sorry?
Can you, like, make them move?
Control the lips.
A Punch and Judy show.
Like, yeah, can you make them, like, talk?
James, what do you mean?
I'm being a bit silly, but
he's got very cocky now because he's got so many answers.
I guess you can control the muscles within. Can you control the, like...
They're not, like, swinging doors or anything. They're not, like what Rocky thinks
Sorry,
about lips.
James is literally doing, like, a crab pincer movement to illustrate the lips.
You can't pick stuff up with them, no.
Okay.
Were you wanting to, like, flip burgers or something?
I don't know. So, okay, This is a bit more in-depth, if you like.
More in-depth? We've been, like, right into the urethra. Okay.
How far in are we? Are we at cervix territory?
When men orgasm, obviously they ejaculate.
You come in your pants, yeah.
Yeah. What happens...
Nobody just said yes to that.
What happens with women? Like, is it just a clean, like, clean break? Is it just like...
clean break! The terminology is my fave.
Does anything come out?
Okay. Jamie, would you like to start us off?
Sure. When a woman gets aroused, they tend to get wetter, which helps with the lubrication.
Which always helps.
Yeah, get some water on it.
Sure, just irrigate the thing.
Water the flower bed.
James is splashing it with whatever's on the side. Bit of squash.
I'm not splashing anything. What are you talking about?
But yeah, as you engage further and further into your sexual activity...
He's going to be such a good dad.
If you're really proficient at what you're doing and you're both having a really lovely time in the sexual cuddle... Mummy might decide...
Oh, stop it.
I'm joking. But yeah, a girl could also ejaculate or come, as we would colloquially call it.
Well, there's discussion of squirting, isn't there?
There is discussion of squirting. Some women... can squirt, others can't. I think it's...
Sorry, I'm going to have to squirt.
Yeah, so it can actually... not.
Sorry.
I don't mean to interrupt.
This is your night, princess.
Squirt.
Yeah. So now, squirting... Sorry, no, please.
Love to you, sir.
I don't want things to take too gross a turn because people could be having their dinner.
Sure.
They could be eating a pudding.
Melt in the middle ganache. Chocolate pud.
A sticky toffee pudding.
But could you expand on that, please?
Okay, so as it sounds, like sometimes there can be a bit more power behind that orgasm.
Like a super soaker.
I mean, it depends which one. Do you mean a 2000 or a 3000? Because it's very different.
The one with the pump.
Yeah, the pump action one. I don't know, actually, how common this is.
Yeah, I don't think it's that common, to be honest.
Is it more a porn thing?
Well, in porn, people love it, don't they?
There is a thing in porn with it, yeah. But it isn't all over porn. It's not like every woman squirts in porn.
All right. Have you checked every video?
Multiple times.
He's done his research.
Jamie's like, I didn't want to be caught out today, so I've been on Pornhub for 72 hours straight.
In a recent survey by me, I found 60% of women squirt.
In a recent bedroom survey.
But no, it isn't that common. But, you know, I'm sure you'd think you've done a pretty good job if you could make someone squirt.
Power to you if you yourself can do that. I mean, get in touch if you're a squirter.
My dad wrote a porno at gmail.com. Actually, please don't send those emails. I can't have emails with the subject line, I'm a squirter.
Thank God you checked them, James.
Yeah, exactly. So have we answered some of your questions? Do you feel a bit more enlightened now?
I feel like I'm armed for future chapters. I won't have to ask these questions again. Thank you, thank you.
No, you're welcome. But also, feel free to keep asking the questions.
You can ask on the podcast. You can ask, just like pull one of us aside after the show.
Yeah? Oh, is that okay?
Not me, one of us, like Jamie.
Anytime, James, I'm here for you.
He knows the female body much better than me. Well, I fear this is not the last time we're going to do this, but let's not make it too regular, shall we?
Part one, done.
Yeah, part one, for sure.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, and before we go, last week we did ask you if anyone was musical to write a song to the Fuck Me Ken lyric slash line.
People really did step up.
Didn't they? We had so many... I was going to say entries. It wasn't a competition.
And it wasn't penetration.
No, we had so many people get in touch and send us their interpretations.
Yeah, and there was one that is a particular favourite.
Gone down so well.
Yeah, people love it. So we thought we'd play a little snippet on the podcast.
Yes.
This can be your reward, James, for a great day in school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Unsurprisingly, it's called Fuck Me Ken.
Of course. Me too.
Why change the name?
It's by Claire, and she's playing it on the ukulele, and it's awesome.
A beautiful instrument for a beautiful song.
So to play us out, it's Claire with Fuck Me Ken.
Fuck me Ken, just fuck me. I need it so, so badly. I've been a good girl all day. That twat of a TGWU, union man just wouldn't release me. My orgasm's still building and building and building. First penetration of the day, Big Ken will take me all the way. I find your tactics so alluring, I hardly heard the camera whirring. Take me to your student flat, suck me toes, split me back. My vaginal lips can gristle. I don't think you're a bit like Fritzel. Fuck me, Ken, just fuck me. I need it so, so badly. I've been a good girl all day. That twat of a TGWU union man just wouldn't release me. My orgasm's still building and building and building. Holding on for grim death. I just want an F in F. Your massive girth is worth a viewing. Girls just dream of a proper doing. Come on and take me all the way. I'll even share my Chardonnay. Here's a bottle, hold my glass. I'm Belinda, here's my ass. Fuck me, Ken, just fuck me. I need you oh so badly. I've been a good girl all day. That twat of a TGWU union man just wouldn't release me. My orgasm's still building and building and building. We'll get the champagne cork to pop. My clothes are down the charity shop. So bald naked we might be, but I need you to penetrate me. One big pump is all it takes. Hard again, for goodness sake. I'll lay here on the table. You can hide the camera cable. Fuck me, Ken, just fuck me. I need it so, so badly. I've been a good girl all day. That twat of a TGWU union man just wouldn't release me. My orgasm's still building and building and building. Come on, one more time. I need it so, so badly. I've been a good girl all day. That twat of a TGWU union man just wouldn't release me. My orgasm's still building and building.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.